live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, here till 9:30. Raheel joins us at 9, right here on ESPN 97.5. Well, Lance is here till 9:30. We keep on going. We work hard. Me and Dell work hard. Me and Dale, apparently, work hard. Did you see that,
Dale? I just do karate moves afterwards.
Dale, did you see that?
That's not my name, but yeah, I saw it.
No. It really is now.
What happened?
So, we did a sports map video.
Right.
Me,
and
Raheel,
the lights went
and Dale.
Out, right? And all the energy, power went off.
Yeah, and the power went off. Yeah, that one. Anyway, it was written up what we were talking about, what John, Raheel, and Dale were talking about.
Was that from the video or for the podcast page?
Was that the podcast page? I don't know. All I know is I loved that you were called Dale.
That's fine. Just know that Dale is the star of that video, so let's keep it moving.
Really?
Yes.
the star of the video, Dale.
Yeah, that's what
Dale.
I said. That's what I said.
Dale.
Dale, Dale, star.
And then you know who just played? Dickie Dale, and that's who you are. Dickie Dale.
All they had to write was John, Raheel, and the star.
And Dale. No, that's what they wrote, Dale.
The star. Yeah, but that is up on SportsMap right now. You can watch us talk about Forrest Whitley and why he's such a prized piece and maybe why the Astros should move him. He could possibly, as they put it on Sports Map, be the reason the Astros won a World Series. Not because he'd be on the roster.
No, not with his pitching, but with his value. What time did you wake up to watch the Open Championship?
I got up at 3.
It started at 1:30. So you missed the first hour and a half? You missed Darren Clark teeing off at 1:30?
Yeah, I just got up and started grinding then. You know what I said when I came in, Dale? I said,
Dale.
I said, are they doing this again?
Yeah.
John looked up. He goes, what? I said, the British Open. Are we doing this thing again? Are we going to do this again?
I felt like it was like last month.
No, it was last year. It was a year ago. Well, actually, it was less than a year ago because they moved it. They moved it to here. Well, no. It was a year ago because they actually moved the PGA. The PGA was last, but now the PGA is second.
You know who won it last year? Brooks Koepka.
Brooks Koepka wins every tournament.
That was it. I figured he won it. I wasn't sure who won it, so I figured if I said Brooks Koepka, I'd be okay.
Yeah, you're all right. Yep. Dylan Fratelli is winning every tournament, okay? He won last week, and now here he is again. 2 weeks ago, rather, he won. And here he is again, now leading. Shane Lowry at 4-under. Webb Simpson was 5, just bogeyed. He's at 4-under. Kevin Kisner is at 4-under through 8. We're getting some weather come in now, though. So let's see if it changes. There's Brooks Koepka, the hero that we all needed, right there. Raheel doesn't think he looks athletic. Yesterday, Raheel was like,
yeah, I'm not sure where that
no,
comes from.
No, he said if you had to choose an athlete's body, you probably wouldn't choose a golfer's
body.
Yeah,
but Raheel is also not, like, he doesn't want to have that build. He'd rather have the build of, like, some
NFL like cornerback.
Bradley Roby.
Yeah. I mean, he's going for something that's more quinoa-based.
Right. He doesn't want to be strong, muscular.
He wants to
and have
sinewy.
Jenna Sims as his girlfriend.
But Bradley Roby is not a strong dude.
Well, he's more sinewy, probably.
Yeah,
sinewy.
He's thinner and more life, okay?
Well, maybe Raheel, as you put it, isn't all that into white meat, like you would put it.
White meat?
That's what you use the term meat when describing women.
Yeah.
You
wow, Dale.
No, well, I'm
that's
white.
Too much.
I'm,
okay.
Kinda, no, I'm kind of dark
meat.
That's
too much the way you said that.
Whatever, Lance. Nice to have you here. But Jenna Sims, you mentioned, maybe Raheel doesn't care about you what you care about in terms of meat. Maybe he's not into that.
John's into a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
No, he's only into Wendy. He's not into a lot of stuff.
No, not a lot of different stuff.
But he doesn't think stuff is ugly.
No, I don't know. Why would I think stuff is ugly?
What the hell has happened to this segment? We're 4 minutes in and you let Dell pull this completely off the rails.
Yeah. What happened?
Way to go, Dell.
What do you mean, what happened?
Yeah. Look at Louis. I'm going to, and this is going to be a very difficult show
for me. This is terrible already.
is just John watching golf.
It's like he's people watching golfers. Oh, look, like if
Louis Oostensen's up.
That is.
Look, Louis Oostensen's teeing off the first tee.
Why don't we have a lawn chair in here? You sitting here and like, Raheel and wannabe Brooks Koepka. Louis Trevor Frimberhauer won last week.
No, Dylan Fratelli won 2 weeks ago. Yeah, okay.
He's winning, and today he's
or Dylan Fratelli under. Won this past
You're
week.
Right.
Excuse me.
There have been three comments in 5 minutes on golfers, one about
John
Raheel,
Deere.
One
John
about
Deere.
Meat.
Yeah.
And
do it for Dale. That's what Trey said. You know what? That's a real NASCAR name. Mm.
What we should be discussing is the emotional turmoil that Jake Marisnyk suffered last night and how he fought through it to lead the Astros to a win. Because apparently, Jake was near tears at points.
Yeah, that's right. Jake was at near tears at points. And here we go. So the Angels pitcher gets a suspension for 3 games is 1 game.
Noe Ramirez.
So Noe gets his 3-game suspension. Brad Ausmus catches a suspension.
For a game?
And Major League Baseball just said, Angels, you were wrong. Astros, you were right. Follow the unwritten rules, Angels. Which meant you could hit him. It just needs to be the right kind of
hitting.
Yeah,
it wasn't the right kind of hitting him. I mean, and oh, by the way, there was an article, Jake, in Anaheim, in Los Angeles. This guy wrote an article, which was a nice article about Jake Marisnyk saying, he's not the bad guy here. He made a mistake. He went inside when he should have gone outside. And by the way, let's stop all this.
Yeah.
Now, the Astros didn't retaliate last night. You know, it's the cooler heads have prevailed, and the Astros, you know, they just played their game.
Well,
they
just
kicked their ass.
There was already a suspension levied, but which they had to do before last night's game to make sure that it was on the board, so there would be no suspension.
Yeah,
there
probably
would be no more retaliation.
Probably. Yeah, Brad Ausmus missed last night's game. He didn't miss much for his team because they sucked and the Astros dominated. And if the Astros continued to win every Cole, Verlander, and Miley start, they'll be a 600 team, which is fine. Which is a really
so that's
100
all you want
wins.
Them is to win every single game.
Every single
pitch.
Game that right. Cole, Verlander, and Miley pitch, then you're going to be fine. Because there's no other pitchers on this team. There's no one else that can throw a ball 60 feet, 6 inches. But man, did you see Cole last night? Holy crap.
He was gunning it.
Wow.
The high heat was untouchable.
Well, it was kind of an audition. They need a pitcher bad. They need a top-of-the-rotation guy. And he grew up an Angels fan. Marisnyk grew up an Angels fan. I don't know if Cole grew up an Angels fan, but he grew up a California kid. So I can certainly see him going back and going to the Angels. They spend a lot of money on their baseball team, and they'll give him the world. I wouldn't be shocked at all if Cole isn't an Angel next year, and then you got to face him in the division every however many times. That will suck. That will suck. When Garrett Cole is an Angel and at the top of their rotation, because they're a couple arms away from being a pretty good team.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah. Garrett Cole will be an Astro. They're not letting him get away.
Oh, really? Because you're the one that doesn't want to pay him anything.
No, I do. I want to pay him when it's time to pay him.
What? When is it time to pay him? When he's a free agent and he can go anywhere? Well played, sir.
No, right? Yeah. You can get a deal done with him anytime.
He's not doing anything now. He's an all-star. He was the pitcher of the month.
Good.
He's on fire, and he's going to get big dollars.
You proved it. You didn't Jonathan Singleton.
Well, no, you didn't Jonathan Singleton. No, you have to pay guys. You have to pay him.
Yeah, and now you pay him. Well, that's not a problem. That's not a problem.
Really?
That's not a problem.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see how that works out for
him.
We'll see.
It's fine. It's fine. He's an Astro. He's an Astro this year, and he'll be an Astro next year, and he'll be an Astro forever.
Why? Why do you think that?
Because I just think he knows what's best for him.
What? Oh, really?
Yeah. Does he want that California tax rate?
Went to UCLA.
Does he want that tax rate?
Maybe he wants that California life, though.
Yeah, maybe he don't want
to. What California life?
Maybe he don't want to pay.
Traffic, people taking dumps in the street. And also an enormous tax rate.
He doesn't have to live in those.
And also, I'm sorry, did anyone not see the earthquake? 6.4.
Did you ever see a property tax here?
I'm just going to ask you some questions.
How's that working out?
I'm going to ask you some questions, John.
On that big house he's going to buy.
I'm going to ask you some questions.
Yeah.
When's the last time Houston had a 6.4 earthquake?
Never.
When's the last time that we had a natural disaster?
When was the last time Los Angeles had a flood that covered the entire city 10 feet?
They don't. They've had mudslides, wildfires, and earthquakes. They win natural disasters. Checklist. Every single time.
I don't know if you remember a guy named Harvey.
Yeah, Harvey, Ike. Yeah. Remember him? Remember Allison, what she did?
Allison?
Yeah.
That was 17 years. They've had mudslides wipe away entire roadways, horrific forest fires, and earthquakes in the last 2 years.
That's fine.
You're going back 19 years Allison.
Garrett Cole don't care nothing about that.
Garrett Cole told both of you to mind your own business. I don't know why y'all are trying to push him to L.A. hard.
You were trying to push him you're the one that won't pay earlier.
Him. You don't want to give him the money before the season starts.
He's under contract. I just call him Antonio Granado.
And now...
because he wants to just get new contracts all the time.
Or you do something prudent before he becomes available for everyone to bid on.
Yeah. You do it before the last year of his deal so that you can lock him up.
Okay, so he's a free agent after this year.
Yeah.
So what?
And so he goes and he finds, guess what? The Angels are
going to
pay.
Why are you so scared? Are you calling Jim Crane a poor?
No, I'm not calling Jim.
Stop calling Jim Crane. Man, our owner's such a poor.
No, I'm going to tell you this. Our GM better, our Luneau better get a move on.
You're a little afraid of Luneau is what you're afraid
of.
No, I'm not afraid. You're secretly afraid that Luneau's not going to get a deal done, and he's going to get too scared to sign Garrett Cole. Yeah. Tell the truth.
Yeah, yeah, both of those
things. Tell the truth.
Yeah. Yes, both those things. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Hey.
I knew it.
Right.
I knew it. Luneau makes you nervous. Right. I think Luneau's really good. He does make me a little nervous. Like, he's just a little... He's so conservative. He's just like, I just don't know if we should pay Garrett Cole $23 million. What are the Angels offering? $24 million. Let him have him. Whoa. What? What? Over a million? Please don't do that.
Ian says he's driving to Austin. He's got a long drive. So can you guys please talk about something interesting?
Instead of
No, it's this show. Have you ever listened to this show? No, we're not going to talk about anything interesting. Okay. That's what we do here.
You should ask Ian what he'd like to talk about.
Yeah, Ian, maybe you could tell us. What, Maryland basketball?
We do shows for John's friends. That's what the show's
about. That's what this is about. That's right. What do you want us to talk about, Ian? Huh? Maryland? Maryland beating the snot out of Texas every year in football?
Maryland basketball.
That's okay.
Shout out to Mark Turgeon. There, we talked what you want to talk about.
Shout out to Mark Turgeon. We're done.
We're done. That's all. Didn't they have a guy named Shaq on their team once? Yeah.
Who?
From here. He was from here. Shaq.
I don't remember.
Yeah. He was there for about a week.
John, you're buying in. You're extending.
Why are you
it
allowing Ian to get into your head?
Because he's got a long drive. Okay.
Oh, well. Find a Maryland basketball podcast.
No, there's got to be something out there.
He wants something interesting. All right. We got a lot to do. We got a lot of stuff to talk about here today. And we will do it on the other side. Jets football. He wants to talk about Jets football, please.
That's interesting.
Okay. That's all. That's enough. They suck. That's enough. Yeah. 1968. Joe Namath. Congratulations. It's over. That's all we're talking about. Congratulations. That's the last time you won anything. Now let's talk about getting some testosterone.
Men's T Clinic. 5 locations in Houston. They got a brand new one out in Spring Stubner. And what they do is they give you a test, and they find out where your testosterone levels are. There's a certain number where if it goes below that, they will treat you because it gets into a big quality of life issue. The problem is when you start getting low and towards that number, you're already experiencing a lot of the symptoms. And the most prevalent one is a lack of energy and a lack of drive. And another one is reduction of lean muscle mass, where you can really tell if you still work out and you still kind of watch what you eat and it's really changed on you where you just say, man, I can't get rid of this belly flab. It's just not happening. Those are telltale signs of low testosterone, and it's something that can be taken care of. It can be treated through Men's T Clinic. They've got the treatments for you, and they have different levels of testosterone. So what they'll do is they start working with you to find the right level and get you up to the right dosage so that you hit the levels where you're supposed to be and you get maximum benefits. And there are so many benefits. I won't tell. I mean, I've told you about some of them, but if you go to mensteaclinic.com, they'll walk you through the entire spectrum of symptoms and also benefits. I just know this. When you get in and out. It's quick. It's efficient. And I can tell you personally, it is extremely successful. MensTeaClinic.com. Find one of the locations nearest you. They're in Pearland, Pasadena, the Heights, Spring-Stubner. They're Cypress. They're all over the place. MensTeaClinic.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Everybody's sending in their requests now. No, Death by Sexy, we're not talking about that.
I think we should take requests on the but on the phone line, not on Twitter, where it's too easy to put something terrible like you would put. 713-780-3776.
What do you want us to talk about?
I think most people would say Jadeveon Clowney.
Taking requests, can y'all please spend the entire show talking about D. Hopkins' Madden rating and whether or not the Texans will get Nick Caserio a year from now? That's 6'10". That's not what
can
we
I
do.
Tell you
That's
a,
not what we're doing.
Can I tell you a true story, an email I sent yesterday? So 2 weeks ago, I had a tweet, and all I said was, I saw the NFL had player reactions to their rookie reactions to their Madden ratings. They had an unveiling, and so the players got to see it right there. I think it may be the rookie opening. I don't know. It was somewhere where all these rookies were, and they saw it, and a lot of them weren't super happy. And I'm watching this, and I'm thinking, well, I've gone through that. I know a lot of the guys weren't happy with me, the rookies, when I, put my scouting profiles on them. And so I just tweeted out, hey, EA Sports, you should reach out to me. I can help you out with your Madden ratings because I'm already used to these players, I'm used to these players being mad at me about my opinions of them coming out or something like that. I said, why don't you just have me do the Madden ratings and I'll get all the smoke and you don't have to worry about any of this. I'm going to get it anyway.
Right.
I might as well get the whole thing.
Right.
Just give me the whole thing. And then this guy, Mason Albright who's out of Denver, but he does national, he's kind of turned into a name. He tagged a couple of people. He just put their at whatever. It turns out one of them is responsible for creating the Madden ratings. And so we started talking on direct message, like equipment guru or something like that. We started talking on direct message, and then he ended up giving me a call, gave my number. And he said they'll read my scouting reports for some of the, for the ratings, they'll read the scouting reports and they'll try to decipher what a guy's juke rating should be based on anything they can find online, any kind of tape they can watch, any kind of highlights. And in my scout, they try to read between the lines of the scouting report. And so the guy talked to me about it. He goes, I spend about 5 hours a day doing the same thing you're trying to do, but trying to figure out ratings and then reading your stuff and all that. And they said, if you could, he said, we'd love to talk to you about maybe being a consultant about helping us do ratings for rookies. So I sent something. So I may be helping doing the Madden ratings for rookies to where I can get all. I want everything. I want brisket anger. I want people yelling at me about this is getting old.
I don't think you took the brisket criticism all that well.
I did.
Do you recall the brisket criticism that Lance had?
It wasn't any big deal.
Yeah, he talks about wanting all that smoke.
Yeah, I want it.
Didn't he drop the B word a bunch?
I don't think I said that.
Told people suck the H or something.
I don't think I said that.
To S your H?
Yeah, you said that as well. Yeah.
I don't think that was out there.
You think you want the smoke, but you don't want the smoke.
I don't think I took that badly.
You know who is sensitive? Lance is sensitive.
I didn't think I took that badly.
You are sensitive.
Well, speaking of which, Derek has a question for Mr. Barbecue right here. It may be me because I do go to Barbecue U.
It's for Brisket
Barbecue. Brisket U. I go to Brisket U, but maybe it's for Lance. I don't know. Hey, Derek.
Hey, guys. I went to Brisket U maybe about a year and a half ago, and it actually really helped my brisket out a lot. But I still have to ask Mr. Barbecue a few questions. I want to know his top five tips for keeping a brisket moist, specifically on the Traeger Texas grill. I'll take your answer off the air. Thank you, guys.
Well, first, Derek.
I'm sorry.
I'll answer for
this. Is this Mr. Barbecue?
I'll answer for Twitter.
Excuse me.
I'll answer.
I don't need you answering for Twitter.
I'll just get it out of the way. First, Derek, we all know he can't keep a brisket moist, so he has to dip it in water to make it appear that it's moist.
How would he know, Derek?
Yeah, you're asking the wrong guy. Because what I was told is he dipped his brisket in water for the gram.
Yeah.
Right. Who dips stuff? There's a big difference between water and fatty grease.
We all know you can't keep it moist.
No.
You can take that any way you want, whether you're talking about brisket or other things. But we know that for the gram, you will put a piece of meat in water to make it appear moist. That's what I was told.
Hey, Derek, that's how you do it. After you get it off, okay, you cut it with you're going to have to use some kind of hacksaw because it's going to be like jerky.
Saw.
And then you dip it in water and then you take a picture of it.
Look how moist my brisket is.
This guy hasn't gotten any of the information he needs because you're sitting there acting like this is fun and games.
Well, when he called you Mr. Barbecue, wasn't actually looking for any real answers.
Mr. Baseball, Mr. Barbecue. Yes, he was.
I'm pretty sure that was sarcastic.
On the
Mr.
Traeger
Barbecue.
Texas Grill. No, it wasn't. Number one, butcher paper. Butcher paper through the stall. That's how you do it. That's number one. So go get you some butcher paper from Texas Grill Shop. Number two, slow and low. Number three, internal temperature between. As a matter of fact, yesterday Patrick Fee just said, who is in Windy City Smokeout, he's one of the best barbecue guys in the city of Houston. He said when he gets his 44 farm briskets, he said a lot of times he'll go just to 197, 198. He said each one. It just varies from which.
I thought we were trying to do something interesting here.
Yeah,
I thought what happened
to go back to Trevor.
Remember when Ian asked us to talk about something interesting?
Barbecue's more interesting than British Open and Maryland basketball.
Really?
Yes.
For certainly more than Jets football.
Del, pick one. British Open or barbecue talk?
Yeah, dirty bitches.
Have them all call. This is just for the music. This is for a beat. That's all
dirty
this is for.
Bitches.
I went into the studio.
I'm pretty sure I was sitting here when you were calling everybody dirty bees.
I went into the studio.
I'm pretty sure.
You don't have to drop it. You don't have to dump it. Don't dump it. Dirty bitches. Dirty bitches.
He's doing this guy and that guy.
F to H, dirty bitches. That was, I did that in studio when I was dropping. No. Turn the headphones up. Turn the headphones. And then I laid some tracks
down. You were
down.
In the midst of wanting allegedly all the smoke, and that was your response.
Yeah, asking for more smoke. Right there. That's an example.
You didn't want the smoke.
The smoke.
You think you want it, but then you respond
on the Traeger Elite.
You respond like that because you're sensitive.
No. Yeah. No.
No.
They triggered you, boy.
No.
They triggered you.
Was that a proud moment for you, telling people to S-U-H?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And calling everybody a dirty bees?
I got a text from a friend who is in the NFL out of nowhere, and he said, what does S the H mean? I'm like, how do you know this? Why are you asking me this? Just said, because I'm on Twitter. And I'm like, I'm not telling you.
When they do your career retrospective and they get past a part of you being body bags, do you want your little daughter to hear that segment?
Yeah.
Since you're so proud of it, is that
How
part of
your
career
song?
Retrospective?
How about your little compilation there?
Okay, you know what? This is what you always say.
The saint.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Sister Mary Mahdi, how's that going to play?
Not going to play well.
At the convent.
It's not going
to
play well.
All we're hearing is what you said. Don't say do as I say when it comes to this.
Right.
You better say ignore what daddy said when people are talking about your barbecue.
I already do this. Say don't you use the words mommy uses. I already say that. We've already said that. She goes, I know.
Yeah.
I said, that's right.
Yeah.
And I also say when daddy's on the radio, it's only for entertainment. I don't mean any of it. It's just for fun.
I don't know.
When you talk about the homeless, the way you talk about
it's just a character. What did I say about the homeless?
I'm pretty sure.
Picture.
Dirty bitches. I didn't say that about the homeless.
Well, it could be applied to many things.
Chris says, asking for the smoke with the Madden rookie ratings will get more hatred than the Rockets fans had for Westbrook before he got traded to Houston. Well, that's true.
Mm, quite possibly.
Boy, Russell, how are Rocket fans going to deal with this?
I don't know. How about a certain host in this city that has just, and he's Mr. Rocket, okay? Yeah. And how he's going to handle.
I saw a little fight where a guy out in San Francisco had aggregated all of, comments that he had made about Westbrook, and I was like, ooh, the receipts.
And yeah,
one of them called him the Nickelback of basketball or something like that. Right. I was like, I know that's not a compliment.
Why isn't that a compliment? What's the matter with Nickelback?
They're very successful, but they play a brand of music that people
That's it.
I mean, they make a lot of money. If you're a Nickelback fan, you're amongst a lot of other people, but they have a reputation of being blah. Yeah.
All right. 728 ESPN 97.5.
What about your rock, quite grunge. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I've never heard them. I don't know.
I know this much. Texas Custom Pad. My buddy Mark Istook. He used to be at NFL Network. He's from Dallas-Fort Worth area, and he just moved back. He got a job in TV over there, big TCU fan. We were talking yesterday. He's like, man, I'm trying to find a house here in the Fort Worth area. We're not sure what we're going to do. Got to sell the house, yada, yada. And we started talking about patios. I'm like, dude, as a matter of fact, my man Steven Shell from Texas Custom Patios, they've got an office in Houston and the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So they can, and that's one of the reasons they can service, clearly they can service a ton of areas here in the Houston area, but also they travel north, you know, the 4 hours, and they take care of the Dallas-Fort Worth area as well. So if you are in town listening, if you got friends or family members who are in Dallas, they can cover them as well when it comes to building the very best patios. And these patios, it's really the process, I think, that separates them. The way that they build, the materials they use, the craftsmanship is second to none. But, you know, when you go into a process and you get a firm bid that will not change no matter what, when you get renderings that look exactly like the finished product, when you are given a timeline and the timeline is actually followed, you know, these are all things that are a really, really big deal that lead to a happy experience from the very beginning to the very end. Texas Custom Patios can help make your house a home, and in most cases, they can keep dollar-for-dollar value in terms of what you spend and what you get back with your home, and in some cases, they even elevate the value of your home because it's just a nicer place to live. Go to the website texascustompatio.com and find out all you need to know about this great company doing the best patios in the state of Texas, texascustompatios.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5. Brooks Koepka just birdied number 2, par 5. So he's 1 under. Shane Lowry leading the way at 4 under, along with Dylan Fratelli.
Huh.
How about Dylan Fratelli from Dell?
I don't know.
University of Texas.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fine. But we need to get into something here that's gone pretty much unaccounted for. If you are an intern who got an internship because you know someone here, maybe we shouldn't have these interns here anymore.
What's the matter? What? No, what now?
I'm just saying the hit or miss rate on interns who know someone, and that's why they got the internship, as opposed to going through the traditional process.
You mean the people that I bring in?
Not just you.
Oh.
I don't know if you brought in this Braden kid. I don't know.
I didn't bring in Braden.
But he sounds like, as one of our former interns said, he knew someone. He knew someone who got the internship. Didn't show up today.
Didn't show.
No. I feel like if you don't go through the traditional process, going to U of H or a local school, sending in an application, talking to Tyler about it.
Young Charlie shows up all the time. Okay. That's one of mine.
Yeah. She's
who didn't show up today?
Young Charlie's Brady. A girl. And
she's like a junior in high school, which is an odd thing for us.
Yeah. No. Yeah. But she's a very nice young lady.
She does show up, but
she shows up.
But she, But the hit or miss rate, we're probably at like one out of two. 50% hit rate in terms of.
Well, then there's the Jubies.
Yeah, Juby. Brayton. That's another one.
Well, that's unfortunate. So you have to answer the phone? So you have to do some work today?
No, actually, Radu, who is an ex-intern, is doing that right
so
now.
So Radu is going. This is crazy. So Radu, if you go to the Houston, he's going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour. This is really cool. We're going to help promote. He's on stage today. It's his little special. It's a little special. He's on stage. It's an evening with Radu. Radu is, so he's an intern for us, but really he's a stand-up comedian. And I think he, you know, likes sports and does this, but I think he likes the entertainment aspect. He helped get Nikki Glaser on the show, mm-hmm. who was on. Well, he went through Raheel and did that. And she was really, really good. She's a great comedian. But he's on, if you go to the Houston Improv website and you go to the calendar, boom, there he is.
Wow.
A night with
headlining.
Radu Bhandar. He's the headliner tonight. So that's really cool.
That's neat. So we'll talk to him in the 8 o'clock hour. That's good stuff. And he's bringing in another comedian. I like to call them comedians because she's a female.
By the way, when did it change? Legitimate question. When did it change from actor and actress? They still do actress in the awards, but when you call, it's like they're just called actors.
Yeah, right. Right. I don't know. When did it change that we didn't know what bathroom to use? I don't know. It just happened.
I know which one to use.
When did it change?
Anyone that doesn't have the women's sign, I will go in.
When did it change that our president is able to just light people up and tell them that they need to leave our country?
I guess it's 16.
Americans?
Even though they're Americans. They need to go back to their country of origin.
Michigan?
And don't think last night that rally wasn't like, send her back.
Send her back.
Wow.
It doesn't take much.
I didn't know that this was a thing. Rory got off to a slow start. He's from Northern Ireland. Apparently, Northern Ireland, and when he was going to compete in the Olympics, he just said, nah, I can't. Zika, I'm not doing it. But the question was, are you going to compete for Northern Ireland or are you going to compete for Ireland?
Right.
And apparently he has, in some other event, he said, I'm going to play for Ireland, which is pissing off the people of Northern Ireland. They've considered themselves, I guess they consider themselves part of the UK.
Yes. So that is true. That is true. And sometimes you'll hear it come up. You'll hear it come up and Dell and I watch a lot of British shows and like comedies and stuff like that. Actually, you will, and sometimes some dramas, you do hear, it is a little strange to see, well, what's the reach of the UK? Because there's definitely an Irish component in it. There's definitely an Irish component of you feel like sometimes it blends between the English and the Irish. And I think I guess that's why. I never really thought about why that is, but I guess that's why.
And it's odd how it goes when they, in terms of competing in sports, like Northern Ireland, Ireland, and Wales. Well, they all are separate countries when it comes to FIFA, but when they compete in the Olympics, there becomes a Great Britain, where Northern Ireland and England and others compete as one.
Right.
But in FIFA, they compete separately.
And yet, they continue to fight against the United Kingdom. And they against them, right? I mean, in Belfast. That's all I know about Belfast is there's always bombs going off.
I don't know that it's still the case.
No, and Rory said this. It's a different time. It's a very prosperous place.
I'm
very fortunate. I grew up just outside Belfast. I've never seen anything. The anything which he's referring to is the often violent political unrest, locally called the Troubles.
Yeah, I haven't really heard that much about the IRA. But where's Conor McGregor? He's from
Ireland, right?
Yeah, he's from
Ireland.
From just dirty.
Yeah, Darren Clark is from Northern Ireland. He was the first to
tee
Northern, off this one.
The Northern Ireland's the fancy pants ones.
No, that's where Belfast is. That's where the Troubles come from.
Yeah, in Belfast, but Northern Ireland, you're talking Darren Clark and Rory McIlroy. They seem kind of more hoity-toity.
No, Rory's not hoity-toity.
Hoity-toity.
Yeah, that's right.
No,
I don't really think of that with most Irish.
No one says hoity-toity ever.
Yeah, it's still going on.
No, you and Lance Berkman, that's it.
that's probably true.
Right, and they say in rigmarole and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Right?
Dadgummit.
Right. Man. I heard, by the way, I hosted a luncheon for baseball players of the high school national championship that they had here a few weeks ago, and Lance spoke. And was he really, really good. He was like, he was quoting Bible verses. I mean, just, I mean, he, in Ephesians 4:17. And I was like, wow, dude. Now he may have, you know, picked those, but I think he truly is a real Bible studier. You know what I'm saying?
What, yeah. You just thinking this?
No.
Yeah, he's in.
Yeah.
No, he's in.
No. I know.
He's a believer.
I get that. But how he used it in his speech and was able to just, it was pretty, it was actually really good and relevant.
Go check your mentions here in a second.
What?
The Lance Berkman and the Bible stuff. Just check your mentions here in a second. You'll see.
I don't, what?
You'll see. Just pull your Twitter out.
He's very biblical, and that was, yes. I thought it was really neat. I thought it was really neat that he was able to quote Bible scriptures.
Sam, pull your Twitter up. So
well, see. I've got my Twitter up. My notifications, there's nothing in there.
Northern Ireland equals British Protestant. Ireland equals Irish Catholic. That tells you a lot, actually. Yeah. Right. I don't know. My Irish history's not that good. Never been to Ireland. I just like to work on the accents. That's all I do.
Things have been pretty quiet in Northern Ireland and Ireland ever since the Good Friday Peace Agreement of 1998. However, this whole Brexit fiasco could upset the peace. Okay. All right. That's more than I needed to know. All I need to know. Oh, by the way, Rory quadruple bogeyed number one. He's now 3 over for the tournament, for those of you that bought him in the auction or whatever. And that's unfortunate for you if you had Rory. It may have been a little bit too much for him. Going back to, this is the first time they played up there since 1951 at Port Rush. And maybe he was a little bit nervous about going up and playing in his home, near his home. So
May have been.
May have been a little bit tough for him to start like that. 742 ESPN 97.5. I got to talk about my peeps over at Oops. Man, I tell you what.
Send them to my house so they can do my upholstery. This other weakling carpet, they stunk. And then I went and looked at the Yelps like, oh, my God, look how many one stars. Mm. Can you do one single? And I just went off of a price that I saw on the internet. And this guy was in there messy. Like, I've heard good things about Oops. I know they've been in the market for a while. I should have just had that. I just thought they were floors. I didn't know they were upholstery, too.
Oh, no. They do everything. Upholstery, dining room chairs, sofas, mattresses, drapes, dryer vent cleaning.
They'll go to the mattresses?
You don't think about that. You know, that could start a fire in your home, too, your dryer vent.
Really?
Yeah, it absolutely can. Air duct cleaning, tile, grout, bathroom and kitchen. They'll clean, obviously, carpet repairs as well. Mm-hmm. Stain remover, beer, wine, urine. Please stop urinating on your carpets or have your animals urinate. And you know what? That's not going away unless you get Oops there and they can get it out. It's not going away, and that smell that comes with it, that urine, if you get really wasted and you wake up in the middle of the night and you think that your dresser is the toilet, that sucks, okay? And you pee all over the carpet, that sucks. But here's the thing. Oops will come, and they will clean that up for you. Visit oopssteam.com. Go there now, Lance. Oopssteam.com. You get a free quote online. Tell them you heard it on ESPN 97.5. 281-822-0561. 281-822-0561. Oopssteam.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, the Mets ain't making it very easy for Jeff Luhnow, are they? The price, another GM chuckled, is a few arms and a leg. The Mets are plenty aware of what they have in Syndergaard, a pitcher with the greatest raw stuff in the game, Jeff Passan said. And we all know that Jeff Luhnow does not like to part with a few arms and a leg. I can certainly see where it's difficult. Jeff Luhnow, though, has been quoted as saying, "Hey, we're working on it. We're working on fixing this pitching." They absolutely have to do that. I know that Colin McHugh didn't work out early in the year, but it did not go back to him at all. That Rendon and Josh James and Framber Valdez and all of these guys are much better options than Colin McHugh. I guess they don't want to put him back in that situation. Well, he did have the arm problems. Yeah. So maybe they don't want to send it. They're afraid to pitch him any more than an inning at a time.
It could be that.
Yeah. It could well be that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, isn't he a better option than a lot of the stuff that they're throwing?
I think he could be.
Yeah.
I think he could be. I don't think that's much of a stretch. But we'll see. To me, we still have a lot of games to go. Have a lot of games to go. But you're in the neighborhood of, what are we at? About 70-ish games right now in that area. There's still a long time to go. There's still health issues to make sure. Gilbert, I know, had everyone hurt by the end of the year yesterday when he called us. Pretty chilling, his phone call. But there's a lot of time to work your way back. This is all about positioning for the Astros and the positioning.
65 games left.
The positioning will be who Jeff Luhnow's trading for, because he said he's going to make a trade, and then it's going to be how the bullpen shapes out and the bullpen how they shape out. You know, it doesn't feel the same way it felt last year. Where last year you added Osuna, but you had Rondon, who was pitching well. You added Presley. Presley kept pitching well. You kind of felt like you had your three. Then we got excited about Josh James's arm. You knew, okay, well, Lance McCullers is going to be a factor in the bullpen. You know, you kind of had an idea. It feels like a mishmash this year. You still have Osuna and Presley. I mean, those are the two that are still doing what they do. But right now you got Will Harris, who always starts great every single year. Will Harris is a first-half machine, and then you can't trust him by the second half of the season.
No.
You got Devo that you don't know what you can do with. You got a bunch of guys who've come up for the minors who have not been able to consistently perform at all. Josh James has the big arm, but you are just – there's an inconsistency there that really concerns you, especially as it pertains to multi-inning outings. And then you just don't know with Colin McHugh right now. He had the long injury, and you don't know where he is health-wise or just confidence-wise right now. I mean, this is a big concern, is you don't really know how your bullpen is going to – is like, what's the structure of your bullpen? Do you have a consistency where you say, we know who this is, we know who this is, we know who this is?
Yeah.
Even Tony Sipp, you know, you had a guy that was your specialist.
So Framber got sent back down. He can't come back for nine days. Well.
Oh, okay.
Rogelio Armenteros is back up with the big club. Let's see if this time around he's got wonderful stuff. He's got a big arm. They think that he's going to be a guy in the future. Unfortunately, he hasn't been so far. We'll see. But they're just throwing it up against the wall and seeing what sticks. And listen, I would love for them to get bullpen help. I know that a bullpen is taxed and the bullpen isn't all that wonderful, but if it's at the expense of getting a starting pitcher, absolutely not. And priority one right now is getting not only a number three in here, but possibly a number two, because Cole is probably going to leave because you don't want to pay him.
So what about Chase Hernandez says this? Forrest Whitley, J.B. Bukauskas, and Tucker for Noah Syndergaard. Who says no? Seriously. Those are three pretty good prospects. Those are three pretty good prospects for the Astros. Syndergaard is a known deal. What about that? That's a team that could...
Yeah, you see Jeff Luhnow doing that?
No, I don't. But
I absolutely do not see him doing that.
No, I don't see him doing that, but what about John Granato? John Granato likes to fire. You'll take your shots.
That is a big price now.
He's 26 years old.
You got Syndergaard, who's making, he's making six this year. He's got two more years of arbitration.
Now, this is his worst year in, is his worst year in the bigs.
So he'll probably make seven in that neighborhood
so
next
year.
So
he's almost 1-1, and he's pitched a hit this year. Yeah. Almost a 1-1, which is, you know, not what you want for that level a prospect. He's still solid on his strikeouts per nine. Not as high. It's his lowest he's been. Like, this is the lowest. This is the worst he's been literally as a – his home runs per nine are as bad as it's been since his rookie year, which is not terrible
would
at
you
all.
Be 1.1. Okay with, would you be okay with Verlander, Syndergaard as your 1-2 and over the next couple of years?
Yeah, are you just is Cole gone in your mind?
He's
you
gone.
Had to sign him
no,
when he was
yeah,
done.
Dude.
Why do you think the Astros don't have the money or the
Boris
pull?
Boris is his agent.
Boris is everybody's agent on the Astros. Boris now has everybody.
Boris is his agent, and dude is going to free agency,
which actually might not be a good thing because Boris may want to spread his players out across different platforms, different teams. You might be right.
I mean, he always takes his guys and always gets the most. Well, not always, but, I mean, he screwed. He screwed Maldonado this past offseason. With Scott Boras as his agent, dude, I'm telling you, he's good as gone. He's as good as gone because he's hitting the free agent market, and you know somebody is going to overspend. I mean, crazy money for him. He's a top of the rotation guy. I was hoping that he would be here for years to come, but I really am. I just don't think. I think this is the last year you're going to have him.
I don't know. I don't know that I'm ready to give up on a guy with deep pockets. And if it's about money, I think Jim Crane can reach down and make it happen too. If it's about, you know, his quality of life or wanting to play in California, there's nothing you're going to be able to do about it anyway.
No, but and oh, by the way, the Angels have a lot of money and they'll spend it. Eric wants to talk about Jose Altuve, who's hitting .274 right now. What's going on, Eric?
What's going on, gentlemen?
How you doing?
I appreciate the short wait time. So before I get to that, while y'all were talking about trade, something just popped into my head that I've been thinking about. And is there a possibility at all that Correa, it seems like the Astros know they're not going to sign him long-term and they're not going to keep him long-term. They signed Bregman. They sent him through arbitration. Is there a chance using him as a trade piece for a pitcher?
I could see it. I could see it. I mean, the writing is on the wall for Carlos Correa for me. Again, when you go to arbitration over $750,000 with a guy that's supposed to be one of your foundations, one of your building blocks, one of your main cogs, and you're going to arbitrate, and then you're handing, at the same time, you're handing Alex Bregman a $100 million deal, and you don't even want to pay Carlos $5 million. That, to me, is pretty telling. And the problem with Carlos is staying on the field. I mean, we're not reinventing the Adam here. We're not breaking new ground. We're not breaking ground here. So this is a very I would not be shocked if Carlos Correa wasn't on the trade block. I would not be shocked if he was on the trade block.
I wouldn't either. Because you can only pay a certain amount of players. Right now, Carlos Correa's inability to stay healthy. You can say, this is a freak accident. All I know is it's every year.
Yep.
And that inability to stay healthy is going to potentially factor into their thoughts about, man, Springer, here he is at 21 home runs again this year. Or is it 22 yesterday? I think he's at 21. You got Springer doing what he does. Tuve is, we already know what he is.
By the way, he's hitting .275 now, not .274. Yeah.
So you got all these different players. Bregman, you know what player you're going to have in Bregman. If you can't pay everybody, they could look at this as at some point they could say Correa versus Cole. You know that it could come down to them saying, "Man, we got
which
Yordan,
one would you pick?
We got a hammer in Yordan now potentially in the middle of that lineup that we thought Carlos was going to be. And if it comes down to paying Gerrit Cole or Carlos Correa, to me." I can't believe I'm saying this now in 2019. If you had asked 2017, Lance, it would have been. But honestly, it's not even close. I don't even think it's even remotely close.
I don't think it's arguable.
A number one or number two pitcher, a solid number one and a great number two pitcher versus a shortstop who has flashed but can't stay healthy and has not hit with the power that I expected, it's not even close for me right now.
No.
Unfortunately.
What's your other question, Eric?
A couple weeks ago, or maybe even last week, Altuve was hitting like 264, and John said he'd get to 300. You guys laughed at him a little bit, but he's at 275 now.
Right.
And then you got Reddick, who's hitting, I think, 289 right now. He was hitting over 300 for a little while. So since it's those are the odds Thursday on the bench, just wondering, what are the odds that they actually before the season's over, Altuve passes Reddick in batting average?
Oh, I don't think there's any question he's going to pass Reddick. There is no question in my mind he's going to pass Reddick. You just look at the body of work for both guys anyway.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see Reddick coming down a little bit.
Yeah.
I still think 300 is going to be tough. I mean, he's hitting at a ridiculous clip right now. But Tuve also is not a 230 hitter. He's not a 270 hitter. He's a 300-plus hitter for his career.
So the high water mark for Reddick, and it was a small sample size, but he was hitting 386 on April 24th. That's a while ago. He's been over 300 all season long, and now here in the month of July is when he finally he dipped under. He got to, well, actually the end of June. June 27th, he hit 299. Well, no. Even further, he got back up to 300, but he is what he is. He is going to end up about 260 in that neighborhood. He absolutely will be behind Jose Altuve when it's all said and done.
I would agree with that. So Rogelio Armenteros is going to be the starter on Sunday. So he gets a start. So far this year, he hasn't been bad at all, but he's only had three start. I mean, he's only had three games. He's come in. He's got nine innings. He's pitched nine innings. He's given up eight hits. He struck out nine. 6'1", 215 is what he's listed at. That's Astro size for a pitcher. That's what they like. If he wants to get up to 230, they like it even better. They like the big hammers. But hopefully, let's see. He's got his first start coming this Sunday. Maybe he'll be the surprise guy.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm not hopeful.
Yeah.
I'm not hopeful.
Throwing it up against the wall.
Here's another Cuban player. Well, they've got some success with Cuban players this year. That's all I'm saying. Here's some more success stories. Work Suites. This is a great success story. They've got locations around the city of Houston and the surrounding areas. And the place I went out and visited was out in the Woodlands. And I'll tell you what's really, really impressive about Work Suites is that with Work Suites, they say, oh, you need an office? We got you. You don't even have to think about it. Internet stuff? We got it. You need mail, you know, FedEx, UPS, all that. They've got everything there you need. They can send it out. It's not a problem. You get basically what would amount to is your own secretary out at the front who will greet your customers who come to the offices. They walk them back to your office. It's a very professional environment. It's a shared space with other people who also have offices there, but there's no signage out there to that effect. So they, you know, when your customers come to them, this is just one of your big offices. And they also answer phone calls, send it directly back to you. I mean, it's a very professional environment. That's why so many people who are downsizing from bigger companies who are needing to downsize are choosing Work Suites because they still get the professional environment. They still get the professional services. And that's why so many startup companies and smaller companies use Work Suites to take advantage of those amenities without having to pay the ridiculous prices. They want to give you 2 months free as well when you sign up. So whether it's 4 months up to 24 months, you're going to get 2 months free when you mention my name and ESPN 97.5. They're giving you 2 months free. That is a huge, huge savings, and they're doing that for you just for mentioning that you heard about it from ESPN 97.5. So whether it's you're tired of your drive-in, your ridiculous commute, or you just want great office space and great office amenities without paying outrageous fees, make sure that you visit the website worksuites.com and find a location nearest to you.